Hello, you're listening to episode 6 of Be You, Be Heard, a program of Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska, where we elevate girls' voices and get a window into their unique paths to leadership. My name's Renee, and I am so excited to be your host. Today, we're going to chat with girls and the volunteers who are helping them to grow in courage, confidence, and character. Girls are making the world a better place every day. Episode 6 is called Troop Life. We'll talk with 7 different Girl Scout brownies, Ella Jane, Stefania, Alita, and Anna from One Troop.
It's really fun, and you're going to meet a bunch of new people. Activities are like, you like build your like confidence and like your leadership.
And Bella, McKenna, and Autumn from Another.
I went
sitting on a fence close to my bubble gum. Playing with my yo-yo, woo, woo!
This podcast is recorded in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the studios of community radio station 89.3 FM, KZUM. Their website is kzum.org. Ella Jean, Stefania, Alita, and Anna are going to tell us about their brownie troop and some of their favorite memories and service projects, which includes going to Camp Cosmo in Grand Island the day before this interview was recorded to help clean up from flood damage. These second and third grade girls are a part of an honor troop. Honor troops complete a checklist of activities that ensures a well-rounded Girl Scout experience over the year. After we hear from the girls, their co-leaders tell us a little bit more about why they have really enjoyed the honor troop process.
My name's Ella Jean. I'm in third grade.
My name's Stefania. I'm in third grade. I live in Lincoln.
My name's Alita. I'm in third grade and I live in Lincoln.
My name is Anna. I'm in third grade and I live in Lincoln.
Why did you want to join a troop?
Because I thought it'd be fun to try something new.
I joined the troop because I wanted to make the world a better place.
I wanted to join because I knew my friends were in it, and then I would meet other people. And so I'm like, that sounds fun.
Because my sister was in one, and it looked like she had fun all the time, so I wanted to do it.
So what do you do with your troop?
So, I really like our troop because, yesterday some of us in our troop went to go to Camp Cosmopolitan, and we helped clean up the camp because they have a lot of floods. And I just really like to help other people. When a place had floods, we made a bunch of bracelets for the kids.
What are some of your favorite things that you've done with your troop?
We went to a fire station. We learned about what firefighters do.
Did you get to sit inside the fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's cool.
When we earned the snack badge and we made a lot of yummy snacks.
What were your favorite snacks that you made? Or what was your favorite food from that badge?
A tortilla, and then you got to pick some fruits and veggies. Some veggies and other stuff to put on it.
Do you have another favorite memory?
When we did a cookie booth.
Where did you go to have that cookie booth?
Sam's Club.
Wow.
Super Saver.
Super Saver. So what was it about that you had so much fun? Why did you like doing that so much?
Because we sold cookies, and with the money we got, we would, for cookie shares, we picked a place that give them to, and we picked homeless veterans.
What are some of your favorite memories with your troop?
I remember when we built fairy houses, and that was really fun. I remember when we went to Camp Crossed Arrows, when as a troop, and it was really fun because we got to sleep in yurts, and ours was really far away from the others, and it was covered by trees.
Anna, you got something?
We went to Defy Gravity to work Like engineering.
And after you learned about springs and how springs worked at Defy Gravity, what did you guys have to build?
A spring bot.
A spring bot? You're going to have to tell me what a spring bot is.
So there's like this bottom piece. We make it at home, and there's these bottom piece. We drill a hole, and we put the stick in.
Uh-huh.
Then we take the spring, and we slide it on the stick. Then we take this other piece, and we push it down, and it should hop up.
Did you enjoy doing that?
Mm-hmm.
What about any lessons that you've learned together as a troop?
We were engineering cars, and we had to work together to build it. And we switched groups.
Okay. Did you find it hard to work together, or was it fun?
It was fun and a little difficult.
What made it difficult?
We had to put things together, and we had to go with one idea. Lots of people had other ideas.
Did you learn anything in particular from that?
That we have to work together to build it.
As a part of your honor troop experience, you had a party in honor of the Girl Scout founder. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I know, like, Juliet Lowe is a founder.
Like, she thought, well, how come there's just Boy Scouts instead of Girl Scouts? And girls can't join. So, like, what could we do for girls to do it? We learned that, like, Juliet Lowe would sell her things to make it, to be able to afford to let girls be in Girl Scouts instead of it just being Boy Scouts.
We played games and we had cake and we talked about her and her life.
Should other girls join Girl Scouts and why?
I think they should because it's really fun, and you get to meet a bunch of new people. Activities are like, you like build your like confidence and like your leadership. You let people, if you want to talk so much, but somebody else has something, you could probably let them go.
Should girls join Girl Scouts and why?
Yes, because you get a have fun and earn badges, and you get to make the world a better place.
And do you think other girls should join?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
So then they can help make the world a better place.
You got something you want to add?
Because you get to have some fun, and you get to make things, and you get to make the world a better place.
All right. These girls are really paying very close attention to the Girl Scout law. So at this point in our conversation, the troop leaders wanted to come in and talk a little bit more from the adult perspective what it means to be in an honor troop.
All right. My name's Jen Quaranta, Jen Q, and I am the co-leader of Troop 20832.
And my name is also Jen Tigris, and I live in Lincoln, and I co-lead with Jen Q with 20832.
Well, being involved with the service unit, I heard it mentioned about being an honor troop. So my first year leading my older girls, I had no clue what that was. So after I heard about it and saw what the requirements were, I thought that's a very easy way to plan out my year with the girls because it lays out a well-rounded program for your girls. There's a lot of girl-led things. There's troop activities. There's things that you do with your service unit and with your council. And that would give girls the idea that Girl Scouts is more than just our little troop, but that Girl Scouts has a impact more broad. And so I think looking through the requirements together, we're like, yeah, we could do this. It's really not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to kind of pre-plan a little bit, which we do in the parent meetings at the beginning of the year. We check in a couple times during the year. Are we on track? Do we still want to do this? Or are there other priorities that we have now? And then we submit the paperwork at the end of the school year to show all the things we've done. And it's fun to look back and reflect on what we've accomplished during the year.
Myself, it was just, I wanted that honor to say, again, like she said, you know, we focus on the STEM. We focus on again, giving back with the girls cleaning up yesterday from the mm-hmm. floods. And when we had the floods that happened in the spring, they mm-hmm. were jumped on it. They wanted to help right away. And every activity we have is a bit academic based. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to show other troops, and I wanted to show people who don't realize what Girl Scouts really is about, how this, it can be a challenge at times, and it's not always easy for the children and the girls, but they do enjoy every process of it. And I just feel good at the end of the year knowing that we were able to mark off every single part of that honor troop.
And that it's a lot more than arts and crafts and cookies. That's what people yes. have in mind when they think about Girl Scouts. But mm-hmm. when you read through the requirements, there are things like outdoor focus, and we do a lot of things outdoors. There's connecting with community members. So that's why our field trip was at the fire station to earn their safety badge and their first aid. It wasn't just about a fun field trip. There's a mm-hmm. connection to it. There's learning about careers. When they talked about the leap bots, that is mechanical engineering, and they learned the scientific words for things like potential energy and kinetic energy. So these are the girls who are going to be the leaders of our future, mm-hmm. and their minimum requirements for earning the honor troop, and we've always gone above and beyond because it's just fun things to do with your troop anyway.
As co-leaders, would you recommend other troops become honor troops? Would you recommend that?
Yes, I feel like it gives your troop and the girls everything that you can. I feel like you're giving them the most out of this experience each year that they can get. And they have to do some of it outside of the, you know, outside of our troop meetings as well. There's activities they have to work on at home that sometimes there was a household project that they had to work on over the holiday season and complete. It is fun.
Yeah.
It was actually fun, and I find it fun to work with her as a parent. So.
Right, when it says that you're going to have an outdoor experience, we turn to the girls and say, all right, we need an outdoor experience. What thing do you girls want to work on this year? So it keeps Girl Scouts girl-led, which yeah. is a huge focus, uh-huh. is that girl-led leadership. But what are we going to do? Are we going for a hike? Are we going camping? Are we building campfires this year? They get to choose because mm-hmm. the category is pretty broad.
What did they choose for their outdoor experience?
Last year we did the camping, so we had done the yurts. We did Brownies 101 at Camp Crossed Arrows, and this year we're doing hiking. We have a hike coming up on Tuesday, so they're working on the Eco-Friend badge.
The Honor Troop guidelines doesn't tell you exactly what you need to plan. It just tells you if you can complete, you know, activities in this section, and then you're given, we give the children or the girls their own choices here, with some guidance, of course.
Yeah, of course.
We might have said, these are our top six choices. What do you think? Or if they have something outside of that. That's actually how we ended up with some of the where we're going to hike. Mm-hmm. So,
congratulations to the girls and adults from Troop 20832 for their incredible achievement. If your troop is interested in learning more about what it takes to be an honor troop, you can email membersupport@girlscoutsnebraska.org. Our next Brownie troop loves horses, and they were so excited to sing their favorite song for us. Here are Bella, McKenna, and Autumn to share with us their favorite memories and why they like being in a troop.
My name is Bella. I'm in third grade, and I'm from Troop 20836 in Lincoln.
My name is McKenna. I'm in third grade.
My name is Autumn. I'm in third grade, and I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
So why did you want to join a troop?
Because I was being homeschooled at the time, and I wanted to be in a troop where there was girls my age, friends that are my age that I can do activities with.
I wanted to join a troop because it can make me more of a leader, and it can make me more confident, and I'll have a lot more friends, and I'll be able to do activities that are really fun and good for me.
So what do you do with your troop?
We've toured the Humane Society, and we've slept overnight at the zoo, and we've been to Lakeview Cabin and rode horses with Dusty.
We've been to, like, shows like Matilda, and we've slept in a mall, the zoo. There's just a lot of fun things that I like about Girl Scouts that if I didn't join, I would probably never do some of these things that I have done.
What are some, since we're talking about this now, what are some of the favorite things that you guys have done, like jumps out in your memory?
When we went and saw Matilda, or when we went to Dusty Trails and rode horses, those were probably my two favorite things. What I liked about Matilda is that it was a lot different than just the normal movie, and I love musicals, and there was a lot of songs in it, and I like to sing along to all the songs.
Okay, what about riding horses?
I really love horses, and that was one of my first times riding horses, and it's really fun to trot on them.
What was the name of your horse? Do you remember?
The name of my horse is Cash.
And McKenna, what are some of your favorite memories from your troop?
Two of mine were singing and decorating cookies at the assistant living and also riding horses at Dusty Trail.
Talk a little bit about what you did at the assisted living place.
So it was actually where my great-grandma lives, and I love to like bake and stuff, and I like decorating, so decorating cookies was really fun. And I really like singing. Like, I do it every day.
Did you troop sing for the people that were there?
Yeah, at Christmas time we did Christmas carols. I thought it spread a lot of cheer.
What did you like about riding horses?
I like riding horses because it's something new that I've really never done. I've only done it a couple times. And the three horses I've had was Blue, Morgan, and Keisha.
Do you remember the first time you rode horses?
Yeah.
Was there anything that like surprised you about riding horses?
That instead of just a saddle, there was something underneath it, and I'm like, what was under that? And it surprised me how heavy it was.
Were you able to pick it up?
Yeah. I needed some help a little along the way, though.
Yeah.
We got to go on trails.
What was it like riding a horse on those trails?
A little bit hard. We had to go up some hills.
So my next question is, does your troop have any like special traditions or things that you always do?
We do like a flag ceremony. Yeah, we do it like every meeting.
At the flag ceremony, we always say the promise and then the law.
So there can be like two or three girls. They hold it up, and it's kind of like our school ceremony. We say a couple, the leader says a couple things, and then they put it up on this pole, and then we do like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Do you have any favorite songs that you sing?
My favorite song is Herman the Worm.
Yeah.
I know that song. You know what? I went all the way to London, England this summer, and I stayed at Pax Lodge, which is the Girl Scout World Center there. That's the first time I heard that song, Herman the Worm, in London, England. So there's girls all over the world that are singing that one.
One of mine is Make New Friends.
Yeah, that is classic. Do you have a favorite?
Herman the Worm, too.
You guys want to sing a little bit of Herman the Worm? Yes, for yes. Someone who's never heard it before, maybe yeah. You guys can introduce it whenever you're ready.
I went sitting on a fence close to my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo, woo-woo. And along came Herman the Worm. He was this big. And I said, Herman, baby, what happened?
I ate my sister. I was sitting on a fence post, chewing my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo, woo-woo. And along came Herman the Worm. He was this big. I said, Herman, baby, what happened? I ate my brother. I was sitting on a fence post, chewing my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo, woo-woo. And along came Herman the Worm. He was this big. And I said, Herman, baby, what happened?
I ate my mom.
I was sitting on a fence post, chewing my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo, woo-woo. And along came Herman the Worm. He was this big. And I said, Herman, baby, what happened?
I ate my dad.
I was sitting on a fence post, chewing my bubble gum, playing with my yo-yo, woo-woo. And along came Herman the Worm. He was this big. And I said, Herman, baby,
friend, Albert.
I am so glad I got that recorded. Thank you for singing that. Loved it. Have you done any, so you did the community service where you went to the assisted living facility. Have you done other like community service projects or take action projects?
We've went to Tinker Hill and picked up all the trash.
Was it really dirty?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that.
I have something to add about the picking up trash. I actually live like right by Tinker Hill, so I kind of just walked there. It was really fun.
That was your neighborhood that you cleaned up, which I'm sure that was nice to have like a clean place.
Mm-hmm. We donated to the Humane Society.
And what did you donate to them?
Food and toys for the animals. We made cat toys.
Bella.
We also collected food and snacks for the Child Advocacy Center.
How did you go about getting all that stuff?
We made little slips of paper that said kind of like what you could get, and then we went to IGA and we asked people if they would donate to the Child Advocacy Center, and then after they came back with like food and stuff, and we had a table that we put it on, and the table was full by the end of it.
Wow. Yeah. And how did you feel when you were all done?
Felt good.
Bella, you talked a little bit about being a leader before. What are some ways that you girls are leaders as Brownies?
By doing things like we just talked about, taking action, I feel like that would be like leading like other people once they see it to do things that we did.
And also by encouraging other people to do things and by being a role model.
So should other girls join Girl Scouts and why?
You should, because then the people that join, they can make new friends and learn different things about different countries.
People should join Girl Scouts because there are a lot of fun activities that you'd probably never done if you haven't joined. And you can make new friends and liked my favorite song, Keep the Old.
Thank you, Bella, McKenna, and Autumn. And now we have a special treat. A troop that listens to the podcast from Adams, Nebraska, reached out because they were interested in contributing. Here is the piece that they wrote and recorded all by themselves.
This is Troop
20372.
Coming to you with some answers of why troop life is awesome.
Why did you join Girl Scouts?
Because I have lots of sleepovers.
Why do you like Girl Scouts?
I get to hang out with my friends.
Why do you sell cookies?
Because I get to support my troop and I get to go to camp for free.
This is a question for the older girls. Why do you stay in Girl Scouts so long?
Because I get to hang out with my friends because I go to a different school.
I get to go on lots of trips and still see my friends when I'm not at their school.
To help the community and visit and see my friends that go to a different school.
Same.
Hey, thanks for being our mascot.
I hope you have a good time.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to the 6th episode of Be You, Be Heard. Tune in for episode 7 next month. If you have questions about being a Girl Scout or you'd like your daughter to join a troop, you could head online to our website at girlscoutsnebraska.org. Or if your troop is interested in contributing to this podcast, email marketing@girlscoutsnebraska.org. If you enjoy this podcast, please spread the love. Tell a friend, share it on your social media, or what's really helpful is if you rate us on your podcast listening app. Thank you.
Yeah.